we want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope that this encourages you and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, Central Men's Pastor Chris Griffin tells us about the heart of men's ministry and the importance of being involved in a community. Let's listen in.
What is the purpose of men coming together? Our purpose at Gateway Men is very simple. It's the same purpose we have at all of Gateway Church. And that's to see every man develop an intimate relationship with God. That's what was on Pastor Robert's heart a long time ago. That's what's on our heart today. And we want to see that happen for every one of you. So let me tell you a little bit about how we do it and what you can do to plug into that. Okay? First of all, a little bit about me. Now, a lot of people don't know this about me, but 2 weeks before I was born, my dad left, just took off. And I didn't even know him until I was about 12 or 13 years old. We still don't have a great relationship today, but he left. And I didn't realize what kind of impact that had on my life. What I did realize is that I was looking to fill the void that he left in every way possible. Maybe some of you are like this in your life. And for a long time, for many, many years, until I met Jesus, I looked everywhere you could look. And most of the time, that was not a good idea. But what I would tell you is this. When I finally did get to meet Jesus, he made something really clear. That once I encountered him, I realized, like it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that the old had passed away and the new had come. I didn't know what that meant at first, but it took me meeting him to realize I wasn't thinking properly. And when I started to read the Word of God a little bit, I found out that there was a lot in there that was kind of like me. There were a bunch of other people who didn't know what it meant to chase after the Lord also, and yet they were in the Bible, and I was reading about it. Check this out, as I found this in something in a devotional I was doing that Mark Batterson wrote. And it's really fantastic because it gave me a list of things to talk about, a list of things to recognize that I think I had seen in the Bible, but I never realized until he started talking about it. And so this is what Batterson said, that I love how he summarizes it. Abraham thought he was too old. Jeremiah thought he was too young. Moses thought he was unqualified. Joseph thought he was overqualified. Gideon had an inferiority complex. Jonah had a superiority complex. Peter made too many mistakes. Nathaniel was too cool for school. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And King David was the runt of the litter. I think I felt like every single one of those items at some point in my life. And so what was amazing to me as I've read scripture and I've started to learn the word was that somewhere in there, these people felt just like I have. People were feeling like I had felt at some point, and yet they were still chasing after God. I think a lot of times we come into church and we look around and we feel like, oh, these people don't know what I'm like. They don't know what kind of stuff I've been through. They don't realize that maybe I'm not as holy, as you hear people in church say, as they are, and I don't understand how their life is so together and mine isn't. Well, let me tell you something. My life wasn't together at all. I was trying to fill a void that my dad left that only God could fill. And there wasn't any way that I could actually do it on my own. So I want to encourage you today. I don't know how you feel. Maybe you felt like one of these guys did. It doesn't matter. That's not how God created you. If you come to know Jesus, you are recognizing that the old has passed away and the new has come. But maybe you're trying to figure out, what does that mean for me? What does that look like in my life? Well, that's what men's ministry is here to help. We are here to help. There's this great scene in Top Gun. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but there's a great scene when Viper is talking to all the new recruits who come in, and the whole room is sitting there, and they're all the best of the best. And he says that. You guys are the best of the best from all over the world, the top 1% of the 1%. And then he says this, and we'll make you better. That's how I feel about men's ministry. We're looking at all of God's chosen people in this room, and we're saying, we're here as men's ministry to help make you better. We're not going to be able to do it on our own. The Lord's going to do it in you, but we're here to help you. We're here to help you become better. So I don't know if you felt like that before, like, how do I get better? But that's what we're here to do at Men's Ministry. We're here to help you develop an intimate relationship with God. And if you don't know what that looks like, it may be because you have some stinking thinking like I had because my dad had left. I didn't know what it looked like. And so, I don't know about you, but I still find myself every once in a while realizing that there are no good drivers on the road. Have you ever noticed that? Like, I've lived in New York, in California, in Texas, in Florida, in Virginia. I've lived all over the country. And everywhere I go, it seems like nobody knows how to drive. Until one day, I think the Lord showed me this. Chris, you're the only one who's the common denominator in all these things. Maybe you're the one who doesn't know how to drive. Now, that may be a goofy example, but think about it this way. If I'm realizing that every relationship I go into doesn't work, what's the common denominator? If I realize that every job I go to, my boss is always a problem, maybe I'm the problem. If I realize that every church I go to, everyone else is wrong but me, maybe I'm the problem. Men, let me say it this way. I don't know what you think the answer is, but what I do know is He knows the answer. And what I know that over and over again, I've felt like I've had answers about how my life could improve, and I was wrong most of the time until He showed me the answer. And so what we're here to do in Men's Ministry is to help you find those answers for your life, specifically for your life. Not some prescription about what it looks like, but for you in particular. I don't know what it looks like for me to develop an intimate relationship with God. Well, we're going to help you. We are going to help you. You see, we have a saying here, which we call our vision at Gateway Church. And that is to see every man saved, healed, set free, discipled, equipped, empowered, and serving. That is our vision at Gateway. And it's our vision for Gateway Men. So maybe you're feeling like, I'd really like to meet Jesus. We can help you. Maybe you're feeling like you've still got a father wound like I did, and you need some healing in that arena. We can help you. Maybe you're feeling like you're still in bondage to some sin. We can help you with that. Maybe you're feeling like you're a little bit inadequate. Maybe we can help you with that too. Maybe you're feeling like you need a little training. We can help you with that. Or you're feeling a little weak these days. We can help you with that. Or you're feeling like you just want to get plugged in. We can help you with that too. All of that list right there is saved, healed, set free, discipled, equipped, empowered, and serving. Every one of those things we can help you with. Why? Because that's what we do in Men's Ministry. We help our brothers walk and grow in their relationship with God. So how do we do it? It's pretty simple. We want to help you learn the Word, and we want to surround you with a bunch of healthy men. Man, I can tell you over and over again, I had a group this morning. And every time I go to my men's groups, every single time, without fail, for the last 11 years being in this place, every single week, I get strengthened. I get strengthened by the men around me. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. We've all heard it before. Well, what does that mean? That means when I sit in a room with a bunch of other men, they reveal things to me that I don't know. The Holy Spirit works through them to show me things that I just can't see myself. And it happens every time, if I let it. Now, it's my choice. I could say, no, I'm not going to go hang out with those crazy Christian guys. I'm not doing that. Okay? Or I could say, Lord, I submit to you. Help grow me, and I'm going to let those guys do it. And the Lord says, okay. So it's your choice, however you want to do it. But in both of those instances, whether we're helping you in a group in some way and we're helping you learn how the Holy Spirit's working in your life, or whether there's one of these issues that you're thinking about is holding you back, we're here to help you. That's what we do in Men's Ministry. Maybe go out to breakfast or lunch, whatever. Maybe just hang out and talk. Whatever it is, there are leaders all around you who would say, we're here for you, just like I'm saying. Why do I know that? Because I've been to every campus and I've talked to every one of these leaders and they all say the same thing. This is why we're here. When I got to Gateway Church, this place taught me how to think differently. It taught me how to listen differently. And I started to realize, oh my gosh, maybe I am the problem in some areas. But it took being surrounded by healthy men for me to recognize that. It took me being plugged in to a healthy place for me to finally recognize maybe I didn't have it right. And Lord knows I didn't have it right. So I'm so grateful that I came to this house. And I'm even more grateful that you're here now. Because thankfully, we get to help you grow in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. We want to help you develop an intimate relationship with God. That's the point. Paul says this in Philippians. But we focus on one thing, forgetting what's past and looking forward to what lies ahead. That's in the NLT, but in the ESV, it says it this way. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I press on towards a goal. Well, what does that press on mean? If I press on all by myself, am I going to get there? If I'm thinking crazy, or I'm thinking off, or I'm still thinking that I could figure it all out, I'm not going to get there. The Lord wants us to submit to the will of God, and I press on toward the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That's the point. It's so encouraging to get into a community of people that are just real and that are going to help each other to grow in their relationship with God. So men, we're here to help you. You have amazing campuses. There are incredible leaders at every single one of our campuses. It's amazing to me when I get around all these campuses to see the leaders in your house and to think, wow, these guys, we have amazing men everywhere. So I want to encourage you. If you haven't already met with one of your leaders, get with one of your leaders. One-on-one first, if you can, get into a group as fast as you can. If you want to develop an intimate relationship with the Lord in any way, this is the place to do it. And this is the way to do it. Sit down with somebody one-on-one and then plug yourself into a group.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with the new episodes. And if you want to stay connected with everything we're doing as a ministry, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.